Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Couple of you have texted in, Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Would Clay want to play for the Warriors? And I'll just sum it up based on what Anthony Slater wrote today on ESPN.
Who?
Anthony Slates.
Thank you. God, do I have to beg for it? Do it right.
My bad.
Yep. All right. Based on what he wrote, what do you think, Mark?
He wants to play with Steph Curry and Draymond Green.
But who's the owner?
But he give a bleep. I don't know if he'd cross the street to put a fire out for...
Wow.
For Joe Lacob and...
How would he put that fire out? With a bucket of water, Mark. What's wrong with you?
I was going to say, maybe with his shooting? crying out.
He's been
playing, don't look at me like that.
Say anything.
He's actually been shooting it better.
I mean, they do call him the Splash Brothers. Like, that makes sense. Could be a compliment.
He's Mr. Freeze Miser.
Yeah, thank you, Granny. See, I was saying he was hot. Like, as hot as you with your picks.
Well... I mean, as hot as Lucas with the bucket of water in the video last year, where I had to actually move over to have the water hit me.
That was still so good.
It was pretty funny.
You don't remember, Lucas?
I was accurate with my tosses. I don't know.
First one, yes.
You were almost out of water, so like you were throwing water, and Dibs had to go get underneath the...
Good time.
Yeah, the drips.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that was good. Wasn't that the holidays last year?
It's when Clay came to town.
It was right around the holiday season.
Sure.
So let's do it again.
November.
Yeah, okay, whatever. So we're a little late.
How about you get doused this time?
I'm fine with that, but like, it would be funnier if it were you.
Right. I had the captain's hat on.
Yeah,
and
you're the funny guy.
It was the whole splash trend.
Yeah.
And our great social media director, Whitley Sandretto.
Who is scouting right now.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, this is great. And look, Dibs, I think we need to douse you with water.
Do you know, I didn't even know what was going on, and it just so happened that I walked by on my way into the office, and I'm like, what in the hell is happening across the street? My partner is in an alley
right.
with a captain's hat on.
And his crooked leg.
Trying to look like Brandon Belt, and people are throwing buckets of water on him, and he's yelling into a camera.
Yeah.
What the hell is this? But then again, I'm like, it's San Francisco, so
you
I was
just
like,
never know.
Well, who knows?
And it's radio in the 2020s where, you know.
Good. Weird stuff's happening across the street, but that's normal.
And I'm all about it. Bring Clay back. Bring him back. What else are we doing?
Well, I think there's a bigger question here because, even the guys who are talking about it in this article admit this is years away. This is not something that the Warriors are looking at now. Look, Anthony Slater came on with Steiny and Goo. This is what he said about the article and the situation.
You know, could it be a Dwayne Wade type situation? Steph referred to it as Scottie Pippen, right? That's the name he brought up to me as, you know, you don't want it to be as contentious and scarred as it is with Scottie Pippen. And I thought about the name Dwayne Wade because y'all remember him, you know, him and Pat Riley right. And that breakup. And then he goes to the Bulls and the Cavs. He did end in Miami. And I think the idea, and I don't want Warriors fans to take this as I suddenly now think their management is going to go, you know, after Klay Thompson at this deadline. But I could potentially see him getting like a farewell type year down the line if everything breaks right. But I know right now at 13 and 14, that's not necessarily what Warriors fans are thinking about.
Okay, so he's talking about down the road, right, and he's talking about a farewell tour. And yes, in theory, with that, I have no problem. I have no problem with that. But my message is, be very, very careful about trying to recreate the past. Be very careful about trying to solve problems by going into your own history book. It just does not work. And I think it's a great bridge to an actual conversation that we're having right now. It's less about Klay, and it's just more about the Warriors and whether or not they are stuck in the past.
I mean, they're stuck in veterans. I don't know if it's the past. Like, the past is Steph and Draymond. Beyond that, like, who on the roster is really the past?
Jimmy is a hired, he's not part of the Warriors' past, but he's part of the NBA's past.
Right, and so you brought Jimmy in because he's a guy who knows how to play, and he's an older player, and then you went out and you got Al Horford, and you kept GP2, who was 33. So, yeah, in terms of that, you're stuck not really in the past, but you're stuck with guys who are over 30, and the guys who are under 30 are mostly guys you either don't play, don't love, want to trade, or all the above.
I mean, I just think it's understandable. And maybe that's why I don't have the vitriol for Steve Kerr that some of our listeners expressed yesterday. To me, it's very understandable. And I don't know the age, obviously, of everybody listening, and I'm sure we got plenty of 20-year-olds out there and plenty of 70-year-olds out there. And some of you will get this, and some of you, this will just sound like another, you know, someone who's had their 50th birthday yelling into the wind. But here's what I would liken it to. You know how, like, if you're past 40, you know how changing the channel to all of the streaming apps drives you nuts? Because you can't figure it out, and you're not sure how to toggle, and you may not even know how many apps you're paying for, right? I got the Hulu bill. I got the Netflix bill. Amazon Prime, that's baked in. Is HBO Max a part of this? All of that stuff, for whatever reason, and I'm just telling you, if you haven't had your 40th birthday, that doesn't annoy you because you grew up with it.
That's right, yeah.
If you've had your 40th birthday, it's a migraine headache, and it really bothers people. It's why so many people have to go over to their mom and dad's house to help, quote-unquote, fix the TV. The TV's not broken. It just get to a certain point.
Can you help me fix my phone?
There you go. There you go. If there's something wrong with my iPhone, all I go is, hey, any one of you three kids, here. And they go, poop, 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 poop. There you go, Dad. Because it's second nature. Now, could I learn how to swipe right, swipe left, swipe up, swipe down, where to find, how do I go into airplane mode? Could my mom learn this? Of course she could. But she doesn't have the capacity for it because she's tired. And I believe very firmly that that is what has happened with Steve Kerr and the Warriors.
What, he's tired?
When, not tired per se, but when it comes to, we've been doing something a certain way around here for a long time, there is a star that is the center of the universe and he remains phenomenal. So as a young player, if you can come in and figure out how to work with him directly, then we'll let you play. And if you can't, I don't really have the energy for you. Is that a hole in his game? No question. It's a problem. But I get it. I get it. Steve Kerr and the Warriors are not incentivized to make Jonathan Kuminga a star. They are incentivized for the end of Steph Curry's career.
And they're incentivized to win. And the fact that you won in 2022 with, you know, mostly a veteran core, that's what I think has kind of reaffirmed to you that it can still work. And I think that the Spurs comp is a great one because they won the title. And yeah, Kawhi Leonard was the centerpiece of the playoffs. By the way, he was kind of an afterthought during the regular year, but that's neither here nor there. And they went on to have three or four more really good years. And then Duncan retired, Parker became a Hornet, and Ginobili retired. And then Kawhi Leonard decided that his neuropathy was so bad that he couldn't even be around the team. And then they stunk for 6 years, and that's how that ended. And if you look at this, the Warriors won in 22, and they've been relevant. They won a playoff series against Sacramento. They lost a play-in. They won a series against Houston as a 7 seed. And now here they sit with 2 years left to Steph. And so this year might be a playoff berth and a series win and then a series loss, whatever it is. I don't think it's trending toward you're going to get one for the thumb. But you think about it, how is this going to end? And the way it's going to end is Steph is going to retire. Hopefully he doesn't go anywhere else. Draymond Green will retire. Hopefully he doesn't go anywhere else. Jimmy Butler is going to have his contract after this year and next year and do whatever Jimmy wants to do. Kuminga will be traded. Pods will be living in the guest house at Steve Kerr's house or Joe Lacob's house or whatever.
I'm going to have to get out of it first.
Yeah, and you're going to be left with the Spurs were left with, which is nada granada. So that's how this is going to end. So in the meantime, when you know how this is going to end, and I know that it could end with, oh boy, we got Giannis, and now we get to reboot it.
It could.
Highly unlikely.
No, but that's
the way it usually ends, though, is all your stars and your favorites, they get old, they retire, they go elsewhere if they want, and then you look around and you go, oh my God, we got Jack Schmidt.
Schmidt, right. And by the way, the good news there is you have a uber aggressive, impatient owner who like, I actually think when I read this, I'm like, oh, okay. That's what the email was about. This is what the email is about. Coaches' preferences on players, style of play, league trends. Listen to everything that was in the email. The email to me tells me that Joe Lacob sees Steve Kerr and, quite frankly, the whole staff and Steph Curry and Draymond Green and Jimmy Butler as basketball savants who've been doing something a certain way for so long, and they continue to do it for some of the obvious reasons we've just laid out, but also it doesn't work anymore. Or at least it's not working right now. And he's not okay with that because Joe, I don't think, is. He's not that, like, fluffy, emotional guy. Joe is not like, you know, I mean, Joe actually seems to think that Steph Curry is an employee and this is going to be great after Steph too. And a lot of us wonder about that, but that's what Joe thinks. That's what I think the email's about.
Yeah, the email is the reality of the way this goes. And, you know, league trends and style of play and all the rest of it. Yes, the style of play has changed and the Warriors have gotten older. So the style of play has gotten younger and faster, and the Warriors have gotten older and slower. So that is incontrovertible, the reality of being an older team. If this was 1993, you could kind of get away with being an older, slower team because the league was slower then. Now the league is faster, the league is longer, the league is younger, and you're none of those things. So if you're Joe Lacob and you want to be all that and more, well, you've got Al Horford, who's almost 40. You got the chef who's going to be 38. You've got Draymond who has ice on almost his entire body every time he comes off the floor. So the reality is you can't adjust to the style of play. You can't with this roster. And so if you want to totally overhaul it, good luck. You can't in real time. So that's why for me, bring back Clay. Like, let Clay run around and be your eighth man and trade Buddy. Let Clay shoot 31% from three. At least,
what's he shooting this year?
Clay?
Yeah.
I'll look it up. I bet you it's better than Buddy.
I would think so.
But Clay was bad
at the beginning.
And then for the past couple weeks, he's been good.
He's been better.
Yeah.
Pete in Rhode Island, thank you for calling. 888-957-9570. We'll take your calls on this. Hi, Pete. What's going on?
Guys, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. I was just going to, I was fortunate enough to be born in Rhode Island, so I have had a very, very happy sports life. Now I'm in San Francisco. I love the 49ers in Golden State. Unfortunately, you said, you know, bring Clay back. Yeah, bring him back for a one-day contract. Let him put his shirt up on the ceiling. As far as Draymond Green goes, you got a lot of baggage here. Butler looks very uninspired. He did last year, too. I didn't think he played very well last year, although he did win a few games. with it's just an amazing team. I've seen it with many franchises. They go through 4 or 5 years where they win championships. And good management knows how to bring in pieces, and it's about pieces. One or two guys might fit with one or two guys. It's not about one guy. You can't bring in one guy and solve a problem. It's a five-person team, and I think it's time for them to move on and start thinking, you know. I mean, as far as Curry, the only way you're going to – he'll probably end this year with an injury and call retirement. I think Steve Kerr will probably call the year after this year also. It's going to be a mediocre year. You may make the playoffs, but making the playoffs is no big deal. You know, I mean, how many teams make the playoffs? It's getting to the finals. So I don't see that happening. Now, getting back to the 49ers, I got a kick out when that guy read your rights for not talking enough about the 49ers. But, boy, they look good. They look good again. I'm excited. Of course, I'm excited for New England, too. And, I'm all about football right now. But thanks for a great show, guys. It's always a pleasure to call.
Pete, thanks. Appreciate that. Okay, there's a lot there. And, there's going to be plenty of football in the 4 o'clock hour. Maybe some even before that. This is a humongous game tonight.
Yep.
This is a big, big deal. And I do wonder kind of if you're a Bay Area sports fan of both teams, of the Warriors and Niners, what is floating your boat a little bit more tonight? I know the Warriors are more dramatic in this moment. There's more kind of controversy there. It has also felt few and far between. Like, there have been so few games lately that there's a real thirst for this game tonight. At the same time, if I hear so many Bay Area sports fans say what he just said, this is all about championships, well, then watch the football game tonight. That's the one that has an effect on a potential path to a championship round for a Bay Area team.
It does, and I would have been 90% football, 10% Warriors, had it not been for everything that's gone on over the past week.
Exactly.
With Kuminga, DNP, and now he's back in the rotation, and the fact that they've lost these games, and people want Kerr's head on a platter, and you've got a home-and-home with Phoenix. I think that the circumstance of tonight makes it so it is a straight-up 50-50. Like, this football game is the biggest game of the year for games not involving the Niners. You're right.
100%.
Rams lose, and you have a straight line path to win the division and maybe be the one seed.
Yeah, I still don't see it likely. I don't think just going out and winning these next three games is going to be easy.
I don't think so either. Like, what percentage would you put on them winning the next three, all three, between 0 and 100? The Niners run the table. The percentage chance is...
Honestly, any NFL team to ask for a three-game win streak at the snap of a finger, to me, is like, if you're a great team and have three bad teams on your schedule, I still only put it at about 65-70%.
Okay.
Which they
just did against three really bad teams.
Right. Which actually works against them in this case, because you're not asking for a three-game win streak, you're asking for a seven-game win streak.
I mean, Denver and New England are currently, doing that.
They've won four in a row already. Are they going to win the next three in a row, all against better opponents, potentially all in prime time?
Two at home, you know.
What percent? I give them a 33. One in three shot to win all three.
All right. I'd put it a little higher than that, but much higher, yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
This one's the tough one, I think.
You think?
Oh, yeah. And I don't want to give away the pick. The pick will be in tomorrow,
you don't need to make the pick tomorrow. You make it Monday.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
Monday.
You don't need to make it.
Yeah. Tomorrow.
You can make Sunday Night Football pick.
Sure, and I will. Yeah. Yep. Yep.
I think what we've seen from that defense, to think that Caleb Williams and Sam Darnold are not going to be really, really hard, I think is crazy.
Sam Darnold.
They're gonna be hard. It's going to be hard.
Sam Darnold is awful. Like, he's back to what he was.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
You watch him play, and I've watched almost every snap because he was my fantasy quarterback back when I was still alive in the fantasy league. And just 5 seconds on that, I lose to Carter Chickering. He's got Guru in the semifinals.
Yeah.
You talk about a missed opportunity for the Dibber.
Well,
oh, my God.
Listen, I think you're forgetting the output of...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
DSW. birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The 49er defense right now.
It's bad.
Cam Ward was able to move the ball.
Yeah.
So yep. Sam Darnold can be bad, and that doesn't mean he's going to look bad against the Niners.
I get it. Yep.
You know what I mean? So anyway,
and the Bears run the ball, and the Colts run the ball.
The Bears are tough. I've come around on the Bears.
Manunga.
I don't think they're great, but they're tough. That's a tough game. They got a lot of things working for them.
And styles make fights. Yep. And what they do and what the Colts do are things that the Niners struggle with.
Oh, and don't forget, the rain is coming to town tomorrow, and apparently not leaving until 2026.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
So.
Blue sky, by the way.
That's today.
Yeah.
It's coming tomorrow.
We'll see.
But all you Brock Purdy rain people, those two home games at night.
Could be.
Just saying.
I get it.
Anyway, but his Warrior point, though. Look, the bottom line is this is kind of how I feel about it, and I've been trying to express this a few different ways. For those of you who are impatient with regard to winning at the highest of levels, I think that your frustration is coming from the fact that there actually is no answer. There is not an answer. And by that, I don't mean that the Warriors can't play. Like, even Pete goes, it's not about making the playoffs, it's about winning championships. I disagree at this stage. Even Steph Curry has said it's about meaningful basketball.
Right.
I think playoff series, that series against Houston last year, that was meaningful basketball. The games against the Wolves, especially the one that he was in, meaningful basketball. But not championship basketball. I don't know what would have happened next if Steph Curry hadn't gotten hurt. I still didn't think they were going to win the whole thing. But it was meaningful basketball, and that remains the goal this year as well. So to me, it's not just about championships. But it feels like that I hear a lot of Warrior fans say two things. One, Steph has got to finish his career here. He's still playing at a high level. And then in the next sentence, the Warriors aren't developing young talent, and they're too old, and they need to turn some things over to the young guys. And my answer is you can't do both.
No.
You literally cannot do both. So if you want to yell at Steve, then yell at Steve. I get it. And this is what I meant the other day when I said Steph has greenlit all of this. Steph Curry wants to win playoff games.
Sure.
You can't.
Draymond too.
You can't do that by handing things over to people who are 22. It just doesn't work.
Unless they're capable in their eyes, which is Brandon Pajemski. He's the youngest guy on the roster. Yep. And so you're not handing it over to him, but he leads the team in minutes. So you can hand it over to younger players if you feel like they can help and contribute to you winning.
Or if they're good enough. And they're not.
None of them are.
They're not good enough. You know, the Warriors don't usually have good picks. Because they've been a good team.
And when they've had good picks, they have not picked good players.
They have missed. Absolutely.
Of their three lottery picks they've had, they've gone a half for three, And I maybe a little bit more than that. Yeah,
Wiseman's like, obviously a total miss. Moody's a player.
He's fine.
He's a late lottery pick, and he is not offensive.
And Kuminga, I do think the jury's still out because he may go on and be a great player elsewhere. I don't think he will be here.
Yeah, of course the jury's still out, and that is probably why that is the face of the problem. I don't mean Jonathan's the problem. The face of the whole thing, the email, all of that. The central figure, the eye of the storm, is the relationship between Jonathan and Steve. And nobody wants to hear this, but I get both of their points. I really do. Steve is like, we've been playing a certain way around here for a really long time, and that's how we play. This is how we play with Steph. And Jonathan's like, but like there was a great caller earlier today on Steiny and Goo. And he was talking about how the Warriors are almost dependent on the young players that come into the system just being in full agreement that they will give up portions of their game in order to just do it Steph's way. And the way the caller put it is that's clipping their wings.
Yeah, I heard that.
And it's a great point. It's a great point. And not everybody is going to agree to that. And Jonathan has not agreed to that. And he's not wrong for that. But at the same time, what exactly do you want the Warriors to do? Steph, thanks for your opinion. Jonathan wants to fly, so
we gotta let him cook.
We gotta let him go, yeah. Man. We gotta follow this Kuminga guy. And Steph's like, those of you who don't want Steph to be in Charlotte, that's how you send Steph to Charlotte.
Yeah,
that's how you tick him off. This is a hell of a puzzle, man.
And it's also how you tick him off if you decide to run the coach out because you don't think that he is that guy. And Steph loves the coach, so everything goes through 30. All roads lead not to Kuminga, but to Steph Curry.
Yeah. As it should. That's how an NBA organization works. And by the way, if you don't do that, then you end up with, for instance, like Jimmy in Miami last year.
And you know what that is, right? It's an alienation sensation.
Okay, I'm glad you helped me out. Yeah. I would not have
done that. It's too vague. A little too esoteric.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.